Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, and welcome to a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive audio track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 264, and the title is Yesterday's Lesson. The sticky note reads, "What you learned yesterday won't be enough tomorrow." Here's the story behind the sticky. Things change so quickly. The information we believe to be correct one day is proven to be wrong the next. It's important to continually educate ourselves, but it's also important to understand there is an expiration date on the knowledge we collect. There's a new weather report every single day, but that fresh daily update of information can require revision on an hourly or even a minute-by-minute basis. When I went to bed last night, they weren't expecting it to rain, but at 11 a.m. today, there was a downpour. When there's a severe weather alert, people tune into television and radio in order to hear continuing updates of which direction a storm is heading, if it's growing or waning in strength, and how long they can expect it to last. The knowledge you have today may be good for decades, or maybe a year, or months, or maybe just a few days, or maybe even hours. The more change happens in an industry or an area of study, the more you'll need to keep your information up to date. If you work in the finance industry, dealing with investments in the stock market, you're going to need second-by-second information about market fluctuations. If you're an expert on the American Revolution, the information you have may not change very often, but it's still possible that old beliefs may be proven incorrect every decade or so through the discovery of new documentation and historical data. But chances are, no one's going to uncover something very new about that time period. No shocking revolutions and revelations about the revolution that Paul Revere actually rode on a raptor to alert the colonists that the Redcoats were coming. Ben Franklin didn't outfit George Washington's troops with lightning-powered armor or strap giant kites on the backs of soldiers to create America's first airborne division. Although, those things would have been pretty damn cool. Take an assessment of the knowledge you have now, and when the last time was that you challenged that information with new facts. The information that you had yesterday may still prove to be accurate, but will it still be right tomorrow? Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily message that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track where I've been recording a daily episode to go with each one of the daily sticky notes. It allows me to dive in a little deeper on a topic that I've been scribbling ideas and concepts about on that 3x3 sticky note. I don't have a whole lot of space to expand on a concept, so these daily podcasts give me that chance to give you the story behind the sticky, like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.